There we go. Yeah. So just gently coming into a comfortable seated position, one where you feel as comfortable as your body allows. Listening to your body, noticing what signals your body is sending to your brain right now. What do you need? Is there anything to be aware of? Breathing in gently and breathing out. Anchoring your mind. Noticing where your thoughts are. What are they up to? What games are they playing? Where's your mind going? And then gently bring your attention into the body, into the breath, to anchor your mind in the moment and to be aware of your breath, to give your mind a pause and something else to focus on rather than all those disruptive thoughts. I'll sound the chime to bring us to focus. So gently breathing in, breathing out. Noticing how your body feels. And if it's okay, breathing in and out through your nose. Noticing the nostril breath. Bringing your attention to the nostril breath. Being curious. Listening to the sound of the nostril breath. And whether there's a difference between the inward breath and the outward breath. Just noticing. Then following the breath into your body. As you breathe in, just feeling your abdominal muscles expand as you breathe. And then feeling your abdominal area contract as you breathe out through your nose. Just following the breath in. Following the breath out. Maybe noticing the tummy rising and falling. Maybe noticing the sides of your abdomen, the oblique muscles gently moving out and moving in. Maybe, if you wish to, just placing your hands either side of your waist, so the fingers at the front and the thumbs at the back, just feeling that the pelvic bone at the base, and then moving your fingers up to the fleshy part and just keeping your hands there. And as you breathe in, maybe feeling that gentle expansion of your abdomen muscles, the oblique muscles on the side as you breathe in, and then feeling them relax as you breathe out. So just feeling that gentle movement. Maybe noticing your lumbar region of your back gently moving out and in as you breathe. And if you wish, just relaxing the hands on your sides. And maybe noticing the lump, the pelvic floor muscle gently moving down as you breathe in, the base of your abdomen, and moving back up as you breathe out. Gently noticing being with. Being curious how your body moves as you breathe. And maybe noticing the diaphragm, the large muscle that sits on top of your abdomen, helps you breathe. Such an important muscle. Pushing down when it's switched on to help your lungs expand, compressing against your abdomen, massaging your liver, your kidneys, your intestines as it pushes down, pushing your abdominal muscles out. Then it's switched off and relaxes, coming up into like a dome-shaped muscle inside your body. Your abdominal muscles relax, you breathe out, ready for the next breath in. Maybe feeling that powerful muscle pushing down as you breathe in, relaxing as you breathe out. Now, just going to take the attention down through the body. And if it's okay, going down into your feet and into your toes. Noticing your toes, but if you feel an intensity there, an uncomfortableness there, ease back. Maybe just gently wiggling your toes. Noticing the wiggle. Anchoring your mind in the movement. A way of anchoring your mind in your feet. To give your mind an activity to focus on. Maybe noticing if your left toes feel different to your right toes, or your left big toe feels different to your right big toe. Just being curious, just noticing. And then relaxing the toes, the feet. Noticing if your feet feel warm or cool. When you notice what you're wearing on your feet, if anything, and what does that feel like? Then gently bringing your attention up the body and noticing whatever your body sat or lied on, the chair, sofa. Noticing if it's comfortable, uncomfortable for your body, whether it feels firm or soft, whether your body feels warm or cool. Just noticing. And then gently bringing your attention back to the breath, feeling the nostril breath. Noticing your abdominal breath. Gently breathing. And remembering that you can bring your attention into the body, into the quietness that's always there. Trusting that when your mind is noisy and whizzing off all over the place, bringing your attention into the quiet of your breathing, a quiet place to rest your mind, to give your mind a pause. And now I'm just going to go into some gentle movements around the shoulders and the neck. So when we're ready, just taking your attention into your shoulders, just going to do some gentle warming movements. And we start off with the major muscles around the shoulders. So gently rotating the shoulders in one direction. Gentle movements, not too fast, just a gentle roll as we warm and lubricate the muscles. If there's any sort of tension, any stiffness there, it may be eased by the movement. It all depends how long, you know, the stress or the tension have been there in your shoulders. So these gentle movements may help ease, and then change in direction. Yeah. All these movements based on Qigong, which is about opening the body, helping the body sort of move and work in the way they're designed to move, but in a gentle, gentle way. Then going back in the first direction a couple of times. Yeah, and then in the second direction a couple of times. And then easing the movement. Becoming aware of your breath. And as you breathe in, just gently moving the shoulders back. So open up your heart, the muscles across the chest. So just opening up your heart to the world. And as you breathe out, bring your shoulders forward and feel that slight stretch at the top of the back, behind the heart. Breathing in, shoulders gently back. Opening up your heart, breathing out, coming, rounding your back. Just open up the top of the back. One more, breathing in, shoulders back. Breathing out, rounding your shoulders, just feeling that gentle stretch across the upper back. And then coming back into a neutral seated position. So as we warm the upper body, we help the muscles lubricate and warm and become fluid-like. And that movement may help with the breathing because the muscles all around the lungs may ease and be fluid-like, helping your lungs expand and contract. Now gently bringing your attention into your neck. Noticing what's there. And then turning your head to look over your left shoulder and then your right shoulder, not overstretching, just turning to look over the right and left shoulders. Yeah. Just noticing the movement. And then as you get to one side, just keeping your head in that position just for three breaths, which is about 30 seconds. And as we keep the head in that position, the muscles are warmed and lubricate just for a little bit of an extra stretch. Yeah. Letting that movement stretch into the neck. Maybe easing any tension that might be there. And then going to the other side and holding just for three breaths, just noticing if there's any tension, any sort of pain now or uncomfortableness, just easing back the stretch. Not stretching too far, just feeling that openness. And then bringing your head back into the central position where your head is sort of balanced on your spine, but not worrying if you can't feel that. And then bringing your chin now down towards your chest and then back up, not tilting your head too far back, The main movement is bringing your chin down towards your chest, stretching out that large muscle that connects the back of the neck to to the back muscles, the trapezius muscle, gently just easing that, warming and lubricating. Yeah. Sometimes if we're working on laptops or computers for a long time, we don't move our neck or shoulders in the way. So every now and again, maybe we can do these movements, but always do it gently. And then next time your chin comes down towards your chest, just keeping it there for 5 breaths, which is roughly a minute, giving that chance for that large muscle, that trapezius muscle, to have a bit of a stretch. And as they stretch, the muscles warm and lubricate and become sort of fluid-like. But it depends on how you slept during the night, how much tension is there. Just noticing how it feels. One more breath. And gently bringing your head back up into that central position. And this time now, we're just going to move the ears down towards the shoulders. So it's a sideways movement, but it's not too much. If you go past roughly 45 degrees, it blocks off the flow of spinal fluid up and down the spine. So it's a gentle sideways movement. And as we're warming up the side muscles of the neck, we're also flushing the spinal fluid up and down into the brain, giving it a good flush through, of a refresh, a gentle movement, that's all is required, but not stretching too far. And then coming back into that central position, maybe just doing a gentle rotation if that feels okay for you, just noticing how your neck feels. And then changing direction. And coming back into that central position if that feels comfortable for you. And now we're just going to massage the back of the neck. But first, we're just going to warm up the hands. So just rubbing the hands together, depending on your shoulders and your wrists, maybe pushing your hands sort of tight together. So you're building up that chi energy, that warmth in your hands, which you're going to transfer to the back of the neck in a minute. So gently rubbing your hands, feeling the warmth build. Yeah. But also looking after your body. If there's any tension in your wrists or shoulders, ease back that pressure. Yeah. And now just cupping your hands together. And if it's okay with your shoulders, taking your hands behind and placing them on the back of your neck, either one or both, if that's okay. Becoming aware of your breath. And as you breathe in, gently squeezing the fingers and the palm together to massage the back of your neck. And as you breathe out, release. So we gently, and then breathing in, gently squeeze the fingers and hand together. Breathing out, release. Breathing in, gently squeeze. Breathing out, release. Gently massaging the back. Two more, breathing in. If one shoulder feels intense, just let one arm drop. Last time, breathing in, gently squeeze. Breathing out, relax. And then bringing your hands down, let them relax in your lap. Noticing how the back of your neck feels. Maybe noticing your hands, how they feel. Maybe now just a gentle circle. And with any movement, It's not expecting anything, but just noticing how your neck feels now. It may feel a bit more looser, warmer, or it may feel more tight. It's just noticing what's there. Depends how it was in the first place, and then change in direction. And then coming to rest. Noticing how the back of your neck feels now, how your fingers, hands feel. Breathing in gently, coming back to the breath. Noticing the nostril breath. Breathing in gently and breathing out. And now, with the sound of the chimes, gently wiggling your toes and fingers, and if you're ready, opening your eyes.